From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama gives his State of the Union address tonight before a joint session of Congress. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the speech comes right after a big political setback for the president and his party, and White House advisor Robert Gibbs says the president will acknowledge that as he pushes to solve big problems.
Gibbs said the president would acknowledge the defeat he and his party suffered by losing their filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. Asked whether the president planned to strike a chastened or defiant tone, Gibbs said Mr. Obama would be feisty.
Washington has to be pushed to make that progress, whether that's health care reform or cutting our budget. But again, I think the key in this speech, what he'll discuss more than anything, is getting our economy moving again.
The president's focus will be on job creation and the deficit. He'll talk about his plan to freeze non-defense discretionary spending for 3 years. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is reported ready to establish a bipartisan task force to confront the federal deficit, even though the Senate has voted the idea down. According to news reports, the commission will be told to produce specific recommendations by December to reduce budget deficits and slow or reverse growth in the national debt. The Federal Reserve's policymaking committee wraps up a 2-day meeting today. It's all but certain to leave a key interest rate near zero. And with Chairman Ben Bernanke's confirmation vote around the corner, analysts say the Fed wants to keep a low profile. Danielle Carson has this report from Washington.
When the committee assesses the economy, analysts expect the outlook will be more subdued than its last report. Manufacturing output was flat in December, and GDP growth is expected to be softer in the first quarter. And with Chairman Bernanke's job on the line, his confirmation vote is scheduled for January 31st, the committee doesn't want to make waves.
This would be a difficult time to signal a shift in policy, to have a negative impact on the markets. I think they're breathing a collective sigh of relief that they don't have to make this shift at this particular moment with Bernanke's confirmation vote hanging over us.
Peter Hooper, chief economist with Deutsche Bank, expects the Fed to keep the basic message that the economy is growing moderately and that the labor market will slowly stabilize. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
A 5-story apartment building in Liège, Belgium, collapsed early today after an explosion. Around 20 people have been injured, and rescue workers have been searching through rubble for survivors. Belgian media reports say a gas leak appears to have caused the explosion, but there's no final word on that yet. Search crews still have not found the flight recorders from an Ethiopian Airlines jet that crashed into the Mediterranean Sea early Monday. The plane went down in flames after leaving the Beirut-Lebanon airport bound for Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. From Washington, this is NPR News. Medical teams are working nearly nonstop to help earthquake victims in Haiti, but the international aid effort is still hampered by the fact that the main port is severely damaged and the airport is overloaded. European officials say 800 to 1,000 aid flights still have not received permission to land. Toyota has announced it will stop selling several vehicle models temporarily. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET says the sales halt and recall of affected vehicles already sold are due to problems with accelerator pedals.
Toyota says it's suspending sales of the Corolla, Matrix, Avalon, RAV4, and some Camrys, along with the Highlander, Tundra, and Sequoia. The automaker says it's making the moves to ensure customer safety and restore confidence in the brand. The company says a mechanical problem with the vehicle's accelerator pedals could make them become stuck in a partially depressed position. Toyota recalled 2.3 million vehicles last week to fix the problem. The suspension of sales has pushed the automaker to stop producing vehicles at 5 plants in Indiana, Kentucky, Texas, and Canada next week to assess and coordinate activities. There's no word on how long sales will be put on hold or exactly when production of the vehicles will resume. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
General Motors and the Dutch sports car maker Spyker say they hope to close a deal for Spyker to buy the GM Saab brand by mid-February. Sweden's government will back a loan to tiny Spyker. General Motors will get $74 million in cash plus hundreds of millions of dollars in preferred shares in Saab. GM says it has stopped its shutdown procedures at Saab, which were underway in Sweden. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.